Josh and Tommy here, Watch Hill Proper, to do another review. This week we are looking at Jack Daniel's 12-year-old Tennessee whiskey. This is a new expression for them. They came out with a 10-year a couple years back, and then this is, I think, batch number two of the 12-year. And it's 107 proof, and it's good stuff, typically. I love the stuff that Jack's doing right now, all the new experimentation.
Yeah. And if it wasn't for the old number seven, their lineup would just be top to bottom, delicious.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan.
Me either.
Bashing them, but, you know, it's just not. When you drink some of their single barrel, barrel proof stuff, it's just another level.
For sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we'll get into this. I don't know there's a lot to say. That they say this is a small batch. So obviously it is, because, you know, their mainstay is old number seven. They're just cranking that out by the gazillions of gallons.
Right.
So I don't know how they've managed to. I mean, we've been to the distillery a couple of times. I don't know how they've managed to peel off these new expressions off of that monster still.
Yeah, they must have had this in the, you know, coffer that they were going to start releasing some of these new expressions. I mean, they were relatively like everybody else for a while. I mean, it was pretty well Black Label, and then you could get occasionally, but now they've done the triple mash, and they did the bottled and bond, and they did this, and so it's cool.
That's what I was thinking of. Yeah, just like all the, you know, just all this, the rye and the special releases that they're doing these days. It's just kind of cool to see a big distillery.
Oh yeah, it's cool.
Try to make small batch type stuff.
Yeah, you know? It's cool. And that's kind of a relative term. I mean, small batch to them may be 40,000 barrels.
Right.
Exactly. Who knows? I mean, it could be 40.
Yeah. So if you ever get a chance to go to Jack Daniel's, it is.
Oh, goodness.
It's the mecca of whiskey, of American whiskey. It is.
It's
a
cool.
Beautiful campus, an amazing facility.
Mary Bobo's.
Yeah.
Is it Mary? Mary Bobo, I think. The restaurant. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy. It's very good.
It's a fun experience down there. I don't know, the 100, I think they have 100 warehouses now.
Something like that.
Right at it. I think they just built their 100th or whatever.
We just saw a little portion of them too, so it was crazy.
Yeah, it's massive facility. And everything Jack Daniel's makes is made right there in Lynchburg, Tennessee.
Yeah, they own the town pretty well.
Yeah, so it's a cool experience. So we're big fans of the stuff that Jack's doing, so we're going to try the 12-year today. So this should be their typical mash bill that's in old number seven. It's just going to be aged a little longer. And again, this one's 107 proof. So they're letting
it. Man, that's a great nose.
Letting it age.
Man,
and
that's a great nose.
Getting a little closer to the full proof. We've got a couple of picks here at Watch Hill. Actually, we've got a bunch of Jack Daniel picks here, but we've done two ourselves. We're waiting on our second one.
Some of the best whiskey I think we've picked is Jack Daniel's. It's just that good. Man, this nose is fantastic.
All right, so let's see here. To me, the Jack nose, though, is just, it's distinct.
It is.
It's very distinct.
It's a good nose.
It's kind of got a charcoal, kind of a, I don't know, when I think of a mental image of Jack Daniel's, it's dark sugars. It's not fruity.
It's not, but it's more, it's sweeter. I did have a little taste of this about a week ago. I didn't know we were going to review it. I didn't drink much of it, but I remember thinking the mid palate is just a little sweeter to me than normal Jack is. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's just me. I like it. I mean, I'm a fan of 12-year-old whiskey. I think the pinnacle is, you know, right there at 12-year-old whiskey, and this is just exactly what you would think a 12-year-old whiskey would be, right at a perfect proof of 107, 12 years, just a pretty well cut and dry, standard, delicious whiskey. You know, that's what I think of when I think of.
And of course, they meet all the bourbon standards. They just.
Yeah, that's a whole different show.
Have the charcoal process. So, you know, it's at least 51% corn.
Yeah.
It's been in the barrel. You know, it's gone into the barrel at the appropriate proof. It's come out of the barrel at the appropriate proof and different things. So,
yeah, they yeah, like I say, that's for a different show.
Charcoal,
I
mean, filtered.
The sugar maple charcoal, the Lincoln County process has been around forever. you know, everybody, any Tennessee whiskey company has to do it except for Pritchard. Pritchard was kind of grandfathered in. That company is the only company going forward that doesn't have to do. That's, you know, I think that was mandated. Bill Haslam, I think, was their governor in 2014, and he said, this is going to be our signature.
Yeah, and it's
except
cool.
for Pritchard. Pritchard was
and
the only
so
one.
It does give you a little bit of a sweeter note.
It does, and that may be what I'm getting. I never really thought, to me, the charcoal is a deduction, and like I say, that's a whole different story. That their claim is that the sugar maple charcoal adds a sweet note. Well, you know, I've done a ton of reading on it, and I've heard both sides of the argument. To me, charcoal is always a deduction. It's never an addition. So, you know,
hard to say.
I love Brown Foreman, guys. Don't get me wrong, but it just seems a little weird that that's their argument. I would just come out and say, we just don't want to be called a bourbon.
Yeah,
I do think they qualify for a bourbon, but we won't get into that. But, you know, it's good whiskey, man. I'm a huge fan. The 107... you see a lot of whiskeys out that are 107, and there is something to that. 107, I think, is the next tier of taxation.
Right.
So you'll see if it stays below 107, 107 or above. I think 107 is kind of a standalone taxation. I don't know the details on it, but I know that there is something to the why you see so many 107s.
At least in the past. It may not be the current.
It may not. I don't know.
It may not be the current tax structure.
No, but it may not.
It was in the past.
It was in the past.
There was a reason to stay at 107 or below.
Like it
was. That was the highest proof you could come out to stay in that tax bracket.
Yeah, and like I say, I don't know those details. I wish I did know a little bit more about that, but I know that there is something to it.
Yeah.
Man, it's good.
So on the nose, I'm getting a little smoky, like charcoal. I just get charcoal.
I get a little
dark.
For sure.
I just get dark sugars. But it's a Jack nose.
Mm-hmm. It's just solid. It finishes like a Jack product. But there's nothing wrong with that.
No, and their finish is unique.
It is.
On the back palate.
It is.
It's that, I don't know. I keep going back to charcoal, but it's
it is. It's you a get smoky, a little bit of a charred kind of smoke.
Charred finish on the back palate.
I don't really use the tasting note leather, but I guess when I hear people say leather, maybe that's what
it
they're
is
talking
leathery,
about. Maybe
sure.
That's what I don't use that note very often, but I think when I hear people say it, I think that may be what they're talking about. So
Jack is anything that you can come up with those types of terms: charcoal, smoke, leather, dark sugars.
Yeah,
it's their label is black, and I think it is a it really describes the whiskey.
Yeah, I would
it
agree
is
with
just
that.
A deep dark.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
So finish, good Kentucky hug, nice.
Yeah, you get
it's got a nice
warming
finish.
From top to bottom, I mean, it's pretty. I like the finish, too, a lot. Mid-palate's good.
Yeah.
Certainly the sweet
note
is different.
And again, from two people that really, I would never drink Old Number 7.
Mm-mm.
Not neat, not really, I can taste it coming through even on a Jack and Coke.
Yeah.
I just don't care for it. This product doesn't taste like that.
No.
It's similar. It has similar characteristics to it, but it doesn't have.
You know, it must just be the age.
There's a put off note to number 7 that this doesn't have for me.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, I think that's what their barrel proof stuff too. It's just it's just older. I guess I don't really know exactly how.
I think it's their proof.
How
I think for me, anything that I've had from
aging
Jack
proof.
Daniels that's proofed, not watered down, that's proofed up.
Yeah.
It tastes amazing. Their out of the barrel stuff is just crazy. And the closer they can get to that, the better it is.
I would agree, for sure.
So where are we at on the nose?
I like the nose. I think it's a strong 8.1 for me.
I'm in the 8.
Yeah, I like it. I thought it was really good.
Yeah. The taste?
The taste is, you know, for me, the taste is maybe a little bit higher than the, it's right there. I would say the taste is a really, really strong 8.2, 8.3.
That's where I'm
something
at.
Like that. And I would say I'm right there on the finish, too. It's just a really, really solid. I don't know MSRP on this. Do you?
No. I'd have to guess at it. I'm thinking 80-ish.
80-ish.
But it's going to be tough to find.
Yeah. If you can find it for that, for $100 or so, it certainly needs to be on your bar. It's good. Solid.
Oh, yeah. It could be 100. I don't know the SRP on it. I should have looked that up, but it's not, you know, Jack doesn't do that kind of stuff where they're exorbitantly priced.
Yeah.
I would imagine this is, because even their single barrel barrel proofs are like $65.
Yeah, that's true. So yeah,
so this probably, is probably in that 70 to 80 range at the most. Well, I would think.
So yeah. Overall, it's what, 8.2, 8.1?
Yeah, 8.2. I'm good with 8.2.
I think 8.2 is solid.
Nice. Yeah. So yeah, go find you a bottle. Probably more prevalent in Tennessee than in Kentucky, but it's probably out there as the more they put more of these out. So
yeah, it's good. It's a real solid pour for sure.
For sure. So that's our review of Jack Daniel's 12-year-old.
Cool.
See you next time.
See you.
Hey guys, I'm Tommy. This is Josh. We're the owners of Watch Hill Proper. We are the largest American whiskey bar in the world. We're located in Louisville, Kentucky. We'd love for you guys to come out and visit us. We offer, elevated cuisine, great cocktail list, and the wall is what people show up to see.
Definitely can satisfy your palate from standpoint of whiskeys, different bourbons, different flights. You can make your own, but we have wines, cocktails. Michael Crouch is our chef.
I was gonna say,
amazing food. So we'd love to have you come out and visit. Join us for dinner. Join us for a tasting. Check us out on the website, watchhillproper.com. You can make reservations. You can see our events that we have on the calendar. And we'd love to have you.